From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. If you've been to downtown Little Rock the past 2 days, you might have noticed a bigger tourist presence than usual, but as KUAR's Daniel Breen reports, these visitors from around the country and around the world have become an annual fixture in Arkansas's capital city.
July in Arkansas usually means barbecues, trips to the lake, and long, hot days. But in Little Rock, 1 week every summer means an influx of visitors clad in white robes, multicolored belts, and the logo of the American Taekwondo Association. Every year, the city hosts the ATA's World Expo, with about 20,000 fans and competitors descending on downtown's Statehouse Convention Center. David Russell, director of sports sales for the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the expo has a direct economic impact of about $5.3 million.
Because this event is so large and folks are all over the city, Every section of our city benefits from this. So it's really a win-win situation for all of us.
Chandra O'Brien has made the drive from just north of Memphis for each of the past 10 years. She's seen firsthand the impact the sport has had on her son, who originally struggled with team sports due to his attention deficit disorder.
I strongly suggest martial arts because of the way that it's regimented. It's not a team sport, it's an individualized sport, but at the same time, everybody's encouraging of each other, and it's about your individual progress. And it really helps them to focus on respect and courtesy, but, you know, focuses on helping them to learn to restrain themselves and do within themselves.
The ATA's founder and eternal grandmaster, H.U. Lee, moved the group's headquarters to Little Rock in the late 1970s, with the first World Expo held in 1990. A Korean-inspired gate and garden just outside the convention center was dedicated in Lee's honor in 2009. Carson Clues is a newly minted master instructor from Salem, Oregon, and says he feels encouraged that the sport has found mainstream acceptance in recent years.
I have seen so many adults who doubted themselves walking out there. Maybe they felt the uniform looked weird or whatever, and then they tried it. And years later, even months later, suddenly find their cable things they never imagined they could do. It's incredible to see. So that all to say, the number one thing I say is try it and go try it.
The expo continues through Sunday when the 2018 world champions will claim their titles. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.